The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
Hour number three of The Drive. Quitting time on your Friday, 5 o'clock. Congratulations, you have made it. The weekend is here. Brandon Orrick, it's his last hour on The Drive. He's off next week, starting Tuesday, May 28th.
Yep.
Hey, I got it. He moves to the Blitz with Chance and Rick Butler, weekdays from 10 to noon, right here on Fan Run Radio. Are you a little emotional right now, Brandon?
Yeah.
A little sad?
Last hour.
Memories. You a little nervous about stepping out from underneath the protective, like, embrace of me and Russell Smith?
Yeah. You don't got Baron Russ to lean on anymore.
I mean, like, when you're on the drive, you know that you're protected.
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm tooting my horn, but ahead. I mean, I hosted my own show for a year before you all, so I mean.
Doesn't count. This is
I used to call in and completely, you know.
And I'd flush
you. Off the rails.
Anyway, number one.
Yes.
Grant Williams announced today in an interview with Stadium that he will be staying in the NBA draft and will forego his senior season at the University of Tennessee.
End of an era.
Yep. Three great years from Grant Williams and a lesson. Him and Admiral Schofield and Jordan Bone, who was a little bit higher rated than Grant or Admiral. Recruiting rankings aren't everything. When you got a staff that knows how to identify talent and how to develop talent, good players come from just about anywhere. And Grant Williams is kind of a walking testament to that. So, hate to see him go, but wish him the best.
Tennessee number two, Tennessee baseball hosts Ole Miss tonight at 6:30 for game two of that series after they took a 7-0 win over the Rebels last night. Looking for the series win and trying to add to the resume for the NCAA tournament.
Coach Meatstick, big opportunity to nail down a spot in the NCAA tournament and build more momentum as they head to Hoover next week. So, good luck to the baseball balls.
Number three, NBA and NHL update. Last night, the Golden State Warriors beat Portland 114-111. And in the NHL, the Boston Bruins complete the sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. And tonight, Toronto will go. They'll take on Milwaukee, trying to even that series 1-1. And then in the NHL, the San Jose Sharks take a 2-1 lead to the St. Louis Blues, trying to win the Western Conference Finals in the NHL.
If you're looking for me to comment on the NHL playoffs, I got nothing.
I don't either. I was just trying to spice it up. I didn't want to go NBA. I went NBA last hour. Thought I'd throw in the NHL this hour. Why not? Number four.
Why not? It's your last update. I guess you can do whatever you want. What am I going to do? Fire you?
Number four. Lady Vols softball team run rules. Longwood.
Take that, Longwood. More like Shortwood. Ha, ha, ha.
Tennessee will take on Ohio State tomorrow in their regional. So Tennessee will play Ohio State, and North Carolina will play Longwood. Double elimination in the regionals.
Oh, I hate Ohio State.
Can't stand them.
Come on.
Can't stand you.
Weekly family, don't you dare lose to Ohio State tomorrow. I will be Maynardville mad.
Number five. Pour one out.
Uh-oh.
R.I.P. to the Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat.
The Grumpy Cat, who is famous from the internet memes and whatnot, whose real name is Tartar Sauce.
He was very grumpy.
Really?
She.
She.
Her name was Tartar Sauce?
Tartar Sauce.
That's a cool name.
Good night, sweet princess.
She was 7 year old. 7 years old. She passed away due to complications from a urinary tract infection.
I'm telling you, man. Cats get anything going on with their urinary tract or their kidneys?
Our cat is doing right now, man. It's sad. Sad and it's expensive.
So pour one out. Pour one out for Tartar Sauce, a.k.a. Grumpy Cat.
So long, Grumpy Cat. You had a great run on the more famous cats of recent memory. That is Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by our friends at East 10 Warehouse Recycling. We love us some East 10. What did I say? Recycling distribution. What am I doing? Idiot. Screwing up a live read. Right. I was thinking about that stupid fire a couple of weeks ago.
The one that Cody almost died in?
The one Cody went to cover for us.
Wasn't he standing over a gas main?
No, that wasn't him. That was somebody in his video.
Well, he was close enough.
He was close enough to where he was going to die if the gas main blew up. But, I was reading something
about
that.
God bless his heart.
East 10 Warehouse and Distribution. Almost 40 years in the industry, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Their solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick-and-pack, cross-docking services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution at 865-521-6143. Or you could just go online and visit them at east10warehouse.com. That's east10warehouse.com for East 10 Warehouse and Distribution. We're going to take a phone call here, and we're going to try and run down John Hodge, talk a little bit about the PGA. It looks like boring Brooks Koepka is going to win another major today.
Well, Russ, she probably shouldn't have burnt down King's Landing, but, these things happen.
We've got the Throne Zone coming up next. Hodgie. What do you think of Bear's John Hodge impression? It's pretty good.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry to say I didn't hear it, but I'd love to. I was talking to somebody about impressions this last night and what people think about them because somebody was it was the Jimmy Fallon, Neil Young duet. Have you seen that?
Yeah, great impression.
Classic. Is it that good?
It's do Hodgie talking Game of Thrones.
Well, Russ, Daenerys, she burnt down King's Landing, and she might be able to put it back together, finish out strong this weekend, but it's looking pretty rough for her. I'll have to listen some more. I was cutting stuff up in one of our podcasts last weekend and came across John. It was I don't even think Russ was here. It was a segment we did with you. And I was listening to it over and over, and then I just started imitating.
What's the best impression? That's a pretty good one. Neil Young and Jimmy Fallon doing Neil Young. He does a couple of really good ones.
Man, it's hard to
tell. Fallon's good at his, yeah.
Will Ferrell doing President Bush,
It's phenomenal.
Nuclear.
What about Billy Crystal doing Muhammad Ali? You ever seen that?
No, I never cared for that one.
Oh, I love that one.
My favorite was Daryl Hammond doing President Clinton.
That was Clinton, that's what I was about to say. Yep.
Phil Hartman had
actually,
some good
ones. Billy Crystal did what they call it, 12 rounds at Ali's funeral. Pretty good.
Yeah.
As Ali.
Phenomenal.
Impressive to do that in front of everybody at the funeral. But
did you guys, any of you guys watch the new HBO documentary on Ali?
I've got it DVR'd.
Is it out yet?
You watched it yet?
No, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
It's mostly his voice I heard.
Yeah, it's all like archival footage of, video and people talking to him.
Speaking about impersonations, who's impersonating Tiger Woods at the PGA Championship right now, John Hodgie? That is a cheap imitation.
Well, we talked about it last week, and you asked me if he was going to win, and he's found out that the roughs are a little bit different at Bethpage Black than they are at Augusta, as are the crowds, the galleries. Have you had the sound on at all?
No.
Oh, they're just abusing Koepka.
Are they?
I've watched it all, but Yeah, I mean, they're cheering him when he hits it, when he misses a green or a fairway, and just going crazy for Tiger, yelling, screaming Tiger's name out, chanting. No matter what, he's, what, 12 back or something?
He's done, man. He might not even make the cut.
New York, man. New York City.
Wow. So Koepka's got a 3-shot lead as it stands right now over Adam Scott. A couple guys within striking distance here. Spieth and Dustin Johnson, who play well in this tournament. Like, what are your thoughts? Obviously, Koepka, I mean, he's just playing really well. It sounds like he's going to be tough to beat this weekend.
He's just like the king of the majors all of a sudden. If he wins this one, that's 4 out of 8. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
But I know he's just, he doesn't do a lot for you, Russ, and Jordan doesn't either, I guess, from a personality standpoint. But Jordan is probably the story, really. It's the surprise part of it, I guess, because he's had he tied for 20th or 21st or something like that at the Masters, and that's his highest finish of the year. And they've been talking about him like he's dead, basically. So pretty shocking to see him all of a sudden to turn it around. But one thing to think about is his scoring average in the third and fourth rounds this year is around 200. So if he's really back like he says he is, then we'll see what happens this weekend. But he has been no factor since about, sometime last summer, I guess, or before that.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing personal against Koepka or Spieth. I mean, they seem like nice enough dudes. And I do wonder, if first of all, whatever abuse he might be getting from the gallery doesn't seem to be affecting him that much. He's 9 under. But second of all, like if Tiger misses the cut, now I'll go down here and check. I think it's going to be +3, and he's around +4 right now. Actually, he's fallen down to +5. So, like, he's probably not even going to be there. If he's not there this weekend, that's going to take that. I mean, they're not going to boo him or cheer for him when he misses a fairway or a green if Tiger's not a factor,
no,
I don't think.
That's right. Yeah, it's not anti-Koepka. You're right. It's all about Tiger right now. So, no offense to anybody that's in his way, but it's a pro-Tiger gallery, obviously, always will be. New York, they love Phil up there. Phil is probably, he's on his way into the sunset in all future. But, this Spieth is the one he's missing for his career Grand Slam. So nobody even, they kind of mentioned it coming in. It's like, that's what Spieth has a chance to win the career Grand Slam. Now let's go back and talk about everybody else we think has a chance to win. So it'd be kind of neat to shut everybody up that way. But, there's a few storylines. Adam Scott has always had a great swing, always hit it well, but hadn't putted that well, and now he's putting with the flag in. He actually missed a short putt on the fourth hole, I think, and then all of a sudden he was taking it out from 6 feet on in and hadn't made a bogey. 7 birdies today.
What's the deal with the flag thing? Is that's just completely optional?
It's optional. Yeah, you can leave it in or take it out. When the greens are fast, they think it helps them. If it hits the pin, it's going to stop it from going a lot farther by. I don't like it. It looks like a barrier to me.
They can also raise it and go off to a side,
Yeah. It kind of narrows your focus. I get that part of it. If you're focusing right on the flag stick, you're looking at the center of the hole, and that kind of helps a little bit. But it looks to me like it's just in the way. So I'm just not comfortable looking at it, especially from close.
Yeah, that's strange. All right, anybody else you think Bears watching this weekend?
I've got Fleetwood to win at 28-1, so I'm keeping my eye on him, and I've got him heads up versus Tiger, and I've got DJ to finish in the top 5, and I've got him versus Tiger, and I've got Ricky to finish in the top 10, and Patrick Cantlay to finish in the top 10, so there's still money to be made for me this weekend, so it'll keep my interest. But if Tiger's out, I guess more people will watch softball and whatever else we got going on.
Frank Caliendo, where does his impressions rank? Pretty good impression guy.
He's not bad.
I like
John
his Madden.
Great Madden. Pretty good Gruden. Little cartoonish on the group, but you got to be a little cartoonish on the impressions, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, one that we probably wouldn't have, I saw her last weekend again. The lady off, what's her name? Kate McKinnon. She dead off on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
She's got her nailed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Check it out. It's on YouTube. Hilarious. But
good they love stuff. The libs, so you figure they're paying a lot of attention to them, so it gives them plenty of chance to practice. Right?
Haji, getting a little political on a Friday afternoon. You do you, Haji. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, have a great weekend. Yeah. Go Walls. Go Lady Vols. Let's beat them Rebels. I think we're in regardless if we win another one or not, but let's go. Let's don't do that. Let's win them one.
All right. Sounds good, man.
So, yeah.
John Tweet, I'm sure, has some pertinent comments to add to the golf conversation this afternoon.
Let's I'm sure he's smiling ear to ear.
Let's get him in here.
Tiger's not going to make
God,
the cut.
I hope he misses the cut. It'll be so beautiful.
I saw you're on like your 80th account now. You said you liked him because of that comment he made about Daly.
Yeah, that was deserved. The fact, I can't believe they let Daly take a card. I mean, I didn't get that at all.
Is Haji still there? Oh, man, we should have asked him about that.
Haji's a purist. He'd be just like Tweet on this.
No,
we had the same discussion.
Yeah, we're.
I talked to Haji via the Twitter sphere thingy.
Well, you said yesterday that he shouldn't be allowed to do it.
No, and Tiger's got a really good point. He walked around with a broken leg.
I don't know how broken Tiger's leg was. I think that was Michael Jordan's flu game was Tiger's fake broken leg. He'd hit a shot.
There wasn't nothing fake about him winning the shootout when he had his ACL blown out.
He'd hit a great shot, and he'd be fine. Then he doubled and just died. It was the show.
I think it's somewhere in between. I think he was hurt. I think he's had a lot of injuries. I also think he might have played it up a little bit when he was struggling.
Oh, dude, anytime he talks about how he's sick, he's doubled over, spitting everywhere. Just it's a show. You know, he's a drama queen. But Dog and Daly, he's getting more likable to me.
Figures. You surely didn't come in here just to drop bombs on Tiger.
Yeah, no, absolutely he did. That's the only reason. What do you mean?
Okay, do you think Kate McKinnon will be accused of cultural appropriation for, doing an impersonation of Elizabeth Warren?
Who is Kate McKinnon? I don't know.
I don't know. You were cast just member talking on Saturday about Night Live.
It. I was just pretending. I don't know who that is. Who does she?
I don't know who it is.
She's one of the.
She's probably going to be called a racist for impersonating Elizabeth Warren, though.
What are you doing, John?
Got to be careful.
What are you doing, John?
What am I doing?
I'm trying to be edgy.
I'm trying to be sensitive to Native Americans. What are you doing?
Well, she's been. I mean, you know, she's culturally appropriating Elizabeth Warren. So, like, what is it when you're culturally appropriating a cultural appropriator? It's like the inception of cultural appropriation. We're three levels in now.
Was Koepka and Tiger Woods paired together today?
I don't know.
Is Haji back in? Can you conference him in on this?
I can try, and hopefully I don't blow him up.
All right, hang right there. Let's see if we can get a three-way going here.
Got it.
Haji, you with us?
Yes. Is Sweetie still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Koepka and Woods are playing together. But the thing about Daly is, what's he doing in the field anyway? But the thing about the card is, he needs a place to hold his lighter and cigarettes and his large Diet Coke. That's why he's got a cart.
Did you see the picture of him in the cart with the McDonald's cup and the heater and his fat, sorry, sack? His obese gut just rolling up to the green 5 yards away, trying to step out of the cart straight on the green.
Just drive that thing up on there, John. Just drive that, park it right up 5 feet from the hole.
That
golf course, and Haji will confirm this, you're not allowed to keep a cart anywhere on that property.
Really?
No carts on that golf course. None.
Until now.
Yeah, there's no cart paths around there. He's just driving around.
He's just driving around, no cart paths, just all over the grass.
There's some paths, but there's none around the greens, and he's driving right up to the greens.
Wow.
Flicking his ass on the greens, spitting his Diet Coke out of the greens, but he's fun to watch.
Is that a PGA decision? Like, they just decide, listen, he's good for TV, he's good for ratings, the crowd loves him, he's not going to win.
No.
Yeah, let him drive his car.
It's the ADA. It's the American with Disabilities Act. They're the ones that were fighting for it.
It's because he's got osteoarthritis. That's why they're letting him do it. He's handicapped.
He's got fat, figuratively. That's what he's got.
He's
a bunch of fat.
All right. Can we get Tweet out of here? I feel like we've got Tweet's. We've got his perspective on here. Good grief. That guy. So it's just he's disabled now. I mean, come on. You're disabled because you make a lot of bad decisions. I don't know. It feels like, hey John, it feels like if this were some dude that if this were Danny Willett, you know, a guy who's like he's won a major, but nobody nobody knows who he is. He's, you know, doesn't have a big following. Would they be letting him use the cart?
If he had the same debilitating issues, probably so.
You think so?
Yeah, but it also might be, you know, if you think about it, with Daly, just he's not going to be here much longer. we're just glad to see him out there on the golf course. No offense to him. I mean, I don't want to be the guy laughing when he falls down, but you know, he's on the same track as Chris Farley, if you know what I'm saying.
Sadly, yeah. It's hard to watch sometimes, but
he's doing better, though. He's doing better. He's not drinking, I don't think, now, so.
Good.
He does. He's drinking. He's only drinking, though. He's all in with
he's on Diet Coke. Hey, I can empathize. That's my one vice. Diet soda's got to have them.
All right, thanks. I just wanted to jump back in.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right, you guys ready to get in the throne zone?
Yeah, we got a bit of breaking news, though.
Do we?
Yeah.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, sure. It'll be quick.
Let's head to the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk.
Indiana Pacers guard Tyreke Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA MBPA anti-drug policy. So, and apparently, because you know the NBA does not test for grass. So these are a list of drugs.
So you got
a two-year suspension. He was found. They didn't say a whole lot, but it was on the league's list of drugs of abuse, Russ. It is as follows: amphetamines and its analogs, benzodiazepines.
The hell is that?
That's like probably, I think that's like Valium and Xanax, isn't it? Cocaine.
7 gram rocks.
Sebastian Janikowski's drug of choice, GHB. Ketamine, which I think is a horse tranquilizer. LSD, opiates, and PCP. Sherm, Dave. Yeah. 2 years.
He can reinstate in 2 years.
Yeah, he can apply for reinstatement in 2 years. That's a pretty serious policy.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
Yeah. Tyreke Evans.
I mean, he was wasn't he rookie of the year?
Yeah,
his first year out of Memphis?
Yeah, he was rookie of the year.
And he's bounced all
over
the place.
Did he play us at all when he was at Memphis?
Heck yeah, he did.
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, he was the year after Rose, I want to say. Was it Tyreke Evans?
Okay.
No, he was –
sad stuff, man. Yeah. I hope he gets it under control.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's not a list of drugs you want to be on.
No, it's not good. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and squeeze Sean in here so he doesn't have to hold for the throne zone. Sean, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Go ahead.
Appreciate you getting me in. It's a feel-good Friday afternoon. How we all doing?
Doing awesome, man. Outstanding, sir.
All right. So I'm not a Game of Thrones person. I'll probably watch it in like 5 years. Like, I just finished Breaking Bad not too long ago.
Okay.
But have you guys heard of or seen the Game of Thrones Oreo cookies?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I haven't heard you mention them at all. Apparently, they have, like, the cast members' faces on them or something like that. I don't know. They come in a gold package and everything. It says Game of Thrones.
We will have to go get some Game of Thrones Oreo cookies for the final Throne Zone on Monday.
Good luck on that one. You might want to start trying to find them now, from what I understand.
Or are they like collector's items? People are just buying them and not opening them. They're going to be like those Coca-Cola bottles, the 1985 SEC Championship Coca-Cola bottle.
I have like the Coca-Cola bottles from the Marlins inaugural season. I got like a couple Wheaties boxes with Jordan on them that have never been opened. I got all kinds of stuff like that. Football signed by Johnny Unitas. Met him at dinner one night.
It's pretty cool.
I'd love to get Peyton Manning's autograph on that football.
That's pretty cool. I got a couple of Peyton autographs. There's like one small rubber football we used to have. Like Peyton came to our church one year in like 95, 96 or something like that and spoke and signed everything and got him to sign a couple like cheap footballs. And you think those are worth anything? They're probably like at my folks' house somewhere.
No.
You don't think so?
I'm not an autograph guy.
That's not what I asked.
No. He said to me, how much stuff has he signed?
I don't know.
I would imagine a ton.
Yeah. So, Barry, you definitely called it last week about Dave Matthews. I was looking at people's shoes, and I saw a lot of New Balance.
Oh, I mean, it's 90% New Balance, I guarantee you. I mean, Dave Matthews, he's top five on the list of things that white people like.
I thought that was extremely funny. I was laughing at it. And then with the basketball player who was suspended, all those drugs you mentioned, is that just the banned substances? He didn't test positive for all them.
No, it was
he did all those drugs, Sean. Every single one. He's doing everything except weed.
Whatever he tested positive for was on that list. That's the NBA's list of.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. I didn't make it sure. I mean, I've done a lot in my days.
It's like, good grief, how's that guy still alive? Playing in the NBA.
One heck of a night.
He's partying with Charlie Sheen or something.
PCP, LSD, right? And opiates.
All right, man, you guys keep up the good work. And the other day, Russ, I was not taking a shot on my way out. I was just saying that's why we love the drive, because we talk about more things than just sports.
Cool.
So, no, I'd never take a shot on my way out. You know that.
Oh, and I wouldn't hold it against you if you did. Thanks, Sean. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, now we'll break it down. Then we'll come back. Throne Zone, the final episode of Game of Thrones. It just got real for me, man. It hasn't sunk in until just now. This is the last episode.
It's the last Throne Zone.
We're doing one Monday.
No, I know. But this is the last one before a fresh.
The last preview.
Before a fresh episode of Game of Thrones.
Wow. I'm seriously getting a little bit emotional.
Why?
Right now. I need a minute.
Just appreciate the ride, Russ.
Stay with us. I need a minute.
The Drive.
All right. Let's get inside the Throne Zone. The final episode of what may very well be, and it might take some time to really kind of, it's like Grant Williams hanging it up for Tennessee today. It might take a while for us to truly determine Game of Thrones place in the pantheon of great television, but it
it's
is certainly
on the Mount Rushmore.
It's in the conversation for greatest show of all time, and it ends Sunday night on HBO. All right, for the last time, gentlemen, give me your fearless, bold predictions for the series finale.
Daenerys Targaryen is going to die.
That's not bold.
Way to go out on a limb there, Bear.
I think John kills Danny. Something's got to happen. I don't know if the people that are in Winterfell, I don't know if they come back down. I don't know what happens. But you've got to somehow reincorporate Bran, Sansa, maybe even Tormund.
Does Arya, after going through all she went through last week, does she rethink her decision on Gendry? She could just ride that white horse on over to wherever the hell it was he ended up at.
No. No, she's not going to go through all that and just become a desperate housewife. No, she's going to kick some ass. One more time, she's going to have a say about this.
And I'm with with odd sharks and all the betting favor, I think we'll see Bran on the Iron Throne.
Oh, that's just idiotic. That goes along with people that think Bran was warging into the dragon.
First of all, I will admit, I'm a total sheep for the show. I have no lies to tell you. I'm a total sheep. I think if they do it the right way, if they can somehow tie it in, I think that ending wouldn't be horrible.
I'm a three-eyed raven. I'm Bran.
I'm king of Westeros.
Here's the thing, man. I don't know what's going to happen. And for all the criticism that's been levied at the show as far as the writers are concerned, and some of it justified, in my opinion, I feel like there has been a drop-off. I think the fact that we can go in not really knowing who's going to quote-unquote win is... That's a sign that they've done, like, at least it's for all the quote-unquote predictability that we've seen this last season. We don't know who's going to win. And that's a credit, I think, to the writers.
I mean, is there any chance that Dany wins?
Sure.
Sure, I mean, she still has a dragon.
I mean, she's walking out of the steps at Red Keep in the preview, and there's, like, apparently now, like, a gazillion of the Unsullied, and she picked up some more Dothraki out of somewhere. She pulled out of her rear end.
I guess so, huh?
I don't know.
They have the only dragon in the world, too.
Yeah.
They've got that going for them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why she's not the odds-on favorite.
Well, let me ask you this again. I think I asked last week. Are we sure that anybody wins? Or could there be some sort of stalemate at the end?
Maybe. I don't know. That'd be such a terrible ending.
Yeah, because what's she gonna do? I mean, if the North people don't bow down, she'll just fly up there and just burn it down. She's crazy. She's a mad queen.
I mean, I could maybe see.
Will Tyrion do it?
Maybe Jon sits on the Iron Throne, and then Sansa rules the North.
Yeah, I mean, we go back to all the things she has on her side at this point. But keep in mind, maybe Jon can control the dragon at some point. But if somebody kills Dany, like, all the Dothraki and the Unsullied are going to turn on that person, right? I mean, it's not just going to be like, oh, you've killed her, good triumphs over evil. Like, you got to take out her supporters.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hell, half the Northmen went crazy last week, too. I don't know.
Maybe this is where Bran comes in, like some sort of magic he's able to.
Warg's down there in his wheelchair and flies down from Winterfell. Oh, I'm afraid I'd rave.
Well, how about this? What did Varys accomplish before he was killed?
He took his rings off.
What's up with the rings? How many of those letters did he get away? Who knows what? And what will the repercussions of that be? The Knights of the Vale, like, where are they at in all this? You've got Yara, the Greyjoys up there.
Yeah, we're going to see Yara again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, whose side is she on?
I'm guessing she's on Jon. I mean, she's...
Have you seen what she does when she's not on Game of Thrones? Right side.
Yara?
Yeah.
What'd she do, porn or something?
No, she's a comedian.
Oh.
She's funnier than hell.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I went down a rabbit hole last night, listening to the Game of Thrones characters and their real voices.
Will Arya's face-changing abilities be relevant, or was that a one-time thing to kill Walder Frey?
It'd be awesome. Like, what if she kills Grey Worm and takes his face? You get close to Dany like that. Or if she kills Jon?
It does seem odd that you kind of had that whole season of Arya going through all that training to become
a faceless man. Surely it wasn't just Walder Frey.
Yeah. Sure, it has to be for more than just that one moment, right?
One would hope.
Does Arya die? I mean, that could be... Here's the thing, too. One more episode. There's going to be one more hero unexpectedly.
I think it's going to be Jon Snow. Jon Snow's dying this week.
So Jon Snow and Dany are dying. That's what you said. You said Dany was dying.
I'm really
those are both
torn about Dany because I talked myself out of it when I thought about the fact you know, whacked out broad still got a dragon, like 40,000 crazed soldiers. The Dothraki scare me.
What'd you call her?
A whacked out broad.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Dude, she killed like a million people last Sunday.
Is Sansa a viable contender for the throne?
I think she has to be. She knows how to play the game. She knows how to play.
She's married to Joffrey Baratheon.
Is she playing the game, though? I mean, she hasn't been a player.
No, she just wants to be up north. Always has to be a Stark at Winterfell.
She wants to rule the north. She said she wants the north to be
she's
independent.
Queen of the north. She ain't been in the knee.
No.
Not that whacked out.
Okay, we get it. Yeah, all right.
She's
all right.
Crazy.
We got it. You're not.
She's melting everything.
Brandon, you kind of already hit on this. What impact will Bran have? What impact will Bronn have? Surely Bronn.
I mean, Tyrion.
He comes back with
gold.
Tyrion at this point, right? I mean, we haven't seen last of Bronn of the Blackwater.
I mean, Cersei's dead. Can't get anything from her.
Good point.
No.
Can't get blood from a turnip.
Jaime's dead.
Or a corpse, as the case may be.
So.
They're squashed underneath the Red Keep.
I feel like Tyrion is.
It's his meal ticket, right?
Yep.
He's got to come back.
Be a sellsword for Tyrion?
I mean,
he ain't getting anything from Daenerys.
I feel like most of Bronn's good moments have come at Tyrion's side, right?
Yeah. Over the years, all their back and forth.
All his problems started when he went off with Jaime. All of a sudden, he's got the Sand Snakes trying to kill him. He's got the dragon, you know, he's saving Jaime in the water and everything. Like, he was much better off with Tyrion.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully he realizes that.
He's just kind of been sitting on the side since he's been with Cersei.
If you could bring back one deceased character, just one.
Oh, this is easy.
To the final episode, who would it be?
Ned Stark.
God, it's just pathetic.
Either Ned or Robert Baratheon.
Nah.
You go all the way back to season one.
Yeah. Robert's one of my favorite characters. I'd probably bring back Robert, put him back on the throne. He had like 15 good years.
I know who Barry's going with.
Who?
The Queen of Thorns.
Olena of Tyrell. Just to get her commentary on the events of last week.
You can't. So you're going with Ned over Bobby Baratheon?
No, I'll probably go Robert Baratheon.
Big Bobby Baratheon.
Yep.
Second place for me would be the Hound. That crushed me last week. Hound was my favorite character in the whole show.
I like the way he went out, though.
No love for Prince Oberyn Martell?
No.
Eh.
His arc was so short.
You raped her. You killed her. You...
What did he say?
Murdered her children.
You murdered her children!
He's a Chilean actor. I saw a thing on him last night.
Oh, yeah? You like him?
Yeah, but he grew up in Texas, so he doesn't sound like that normally.
Is he American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's born in Texas.
How about that? It's a good accent he had.
Yeah.
Going back in the day.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Do we put any of the quote-unquote drop-off in writing on George R. R. Martin, or is it all on Benioff and Weiss?
No, it's on Martin for not finishing the damn books.
Easy, that's Russell's buddy.
Close personal friend, George R. R. Martin.
God, he's so weird.
I mean, I think the last book came out at least 7 years ago. I think it came out in 2011. It was the last one.
Are people going to be hungering to read? Are there two more books to write?
They're supposed to be, yeah.
Like, are people going to be hungering to read those? Even after this is all done?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm probably going to read them.
Really?
At some point, yeah. As long as it doesn't get too weird.
It gets pretty weird, man. I stopped. I stopped midway through the fourth book. The first book or two were really good. The fourth is just like, all right, we're just like rehashing the same stuff over and over.
Yeah.
Got a little boring.
What do you think about these crazy people who have signed this petition?
To redo the last season? I mean, it's
just dumb.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Buffoons. The Bruce Pearl petition was more impactful, I would say.
Still claiming you didn't sign that one.
Of course I didn't. never signed that thing. What kind of moron would... All right, final question here in the Throne Zone. Will the ending be satisfying?
It will to me. I doubt it'll be to everybody that's...
How can you say that it will be to you? We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I think it will be to me. I mean, the rest of you all have like 10 years invested in this. There's a guy who watched it like I watched it. He's a writer for the New York Times. He wrote an article about it, about binging Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
He raised some really good points. People like me and him, and I mean, I don't count Cody because Cody's kind of different. And he's, you know, fell in love with Cersei. But like, I don't have as much invested in it. I got 3 months invested. You guys have like almost 10 years of your lives wrapped up in this thing. If it ends badly, if it's not very good, it'll be like, yeah, I wish they did it a little bit differently, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I think that it will be a pretty satisfying ending. I think this show is destined for the Lost, Sopranos,
Breaking Bad
type of... I actually thought Breaking Bad was ended well. I really did. And I don't think it was nearly as controversial as Lost in The Sopranos. I think it's destined to have a controversial ending. I think there are going to be a lot of people who are very upset about the ending and are going to voice that. And I think it's going to be a huge topic of debate all next week.
I mean, you've seen how many people have been upset with the season as a whole.
Yeah.
I think it's destined for that, destined to be controversial.
You think they should have just pulled... I think HBO, what they should have done probably was when those guys said they wanted out after season 8, they should have brought somebody new in.
Maybe, but I mean, some people would say that's, you know, you look at other quote-unquote great hour-long shows, and when the head showrunners leave, that's usually when it gets bad. Or when there's a drop-off anyway. I don't think it's gotten bad. I think when you go back and watch the whole series in 2 or 3 years, people are going to say there's definitely season 7 a little bit different, and then season 8 a lot different.
Just because they had to compress so much. I mean, Rick's almost inconsolable at this point.
But here's the other thing, and we'll wrap up. At the beginning, there were so many different things going on, so many different storylines. Now we're down to one. There's only one conflict left, right?
The Iron Throne.
And so... there's only one conflict, and there's only one episode left, and so it had to come to this at some point. The show has to end, and so it changes when there's only one thing left to be decided, and that's where we are. Who will sit the Iron Throne? Who will conquer Game of Thrones? We'll find out Sunday night, HBO. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.